Well, let's get back to our top stories now. The president has nominated federal appeals court judge Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court, and the race to succeed President Obama has narrowed officially on the Republican side, with Marco Rubio dropping out of the race, and maybe with the Democrats, too, after yesterday's big wins for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in the primaries. Joining us now for some historical perspective is Alan Lichtman, distinguished professor of history at American University. He also has an updated version of his book, Predicting the Next President, the Key to the White House 2016, coming out next month. Alan Lichtman, welcome.
Thank you.
And let's start with the president's Supreme Court pick. There has been a lot of debate over whether a lame duck president in his final year has or should nominate someone to the court. From your view, what's the historical context for this?
The historical context is that many, many times Supreme Court nominees have been appointed during an election year and confirmed during an election year. And most recently, in 1987 in November, the lame duck president Ronald Reagan nominated Anthony Kennedy, who was then confirmed during the election year of 1988. Now, the Republicans have tried to make a fine distinction between being confirmed in an election year and being nominated and confirmed, but there's nothing talismanic about January 1st of the election year, particularly in the modern era, when, as we know, presidential campaigns begin long before the election year commences. And, of course, there is absolutely nothing in the Constitution that limits or in any way controls the ability of a president in his last year, even a lame duck president, to fully carry out all his duties. Some of our greatest Supreme Court justices have been nominated and confirmed in an election year. The illustrious Louis Brandeis was nominated by President Woodrow Wilson and confirmed in the election year of 1916. And even in the middle of that election year, the president nominated yet another Supreme Court Justice John Clark, who was confirmed.
So what would it mean then if Republicans did not even allow hearings on this nominee? And I want to listen here to South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who is worried about the precedent if that happens. He spoke during a Senate Judiciary Committee meeting this week. Here he is.
We're setting a precedent here today, Republicans are, that in the last year, at least of a lame duck 8-year term, I would say it's going to be a 4-year term, that you're not going to fill a vacancy of the Supreme Court. That's going to be the new rule.
Alan Lichtman, what do you think what would it mean if Republicans didn't hold hearings?
Well, I think it would set a very dangerous precedent. Republicans talk about being the preeminent supporters of the Constitution, and yet the Constitution does not limit the powers of a president in his or her last year, and certainly confers upon the Senate the duty to advise and consent. I think it would create even a more dangerous precedent than just blocking election year nominees. I think if a Republican president was elected this time and nominated a Supreme Court justice, the Democrats might well block that nominee and filibuster that nominee. I think it's going to make it far more difficult for presidential choices to get approved by the Senate generally above and beyond the election year. I think it's a tremendously dangerous precedent. And remember, the tradition has been you always consider a nominee. You always give them a hearing.
I just want to ask your thoughts on the presidential campaign as well, because a lot of people are talking now, with Donald Trump really leading the race, about a breakup of the Republican Party. Do you see that happening? And it certainly wouldn't be the first time that a party has gone away in the history of this country.
I don't see the Republican Party going away. The Republican Party has a lot of strength in this country. Right now, they control both houses of Congress. They control the great majority of state governments. But I do see a major problem for the Republican Party if they have a so-called contested and brokered convention and deny Donald Trump the nomination. Presume he comes in as the leader, but without a majority. If they take the nomination away from him, that will be kicking sand in the face of his voters, and he may well run as a third-party candidate and, at least for this election, divide the Republican Party the same way in 1912 President Taft and former President Theodore Roosevelt divided the Republican Party and led to the election of Woodrow Wilson. So the Republican Party doesn't have much of an alternative, presuming Donald Trump continues his march through the primary contests.
That's Alan Lichtman, a distinguished professor of history at American University. His new edition of Predicting the Next President, The Keys to the White House 2016, comes out next month. Alan Lichtman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.